Now, before we start Masechet Pesachim, I'd like to give just a little hakdama. That is, the Rambam starts off by halachos of chametz u'matzah. He goes through what are the mitzvahs asei that are involved in throughout Pesach, or the lois aseis. And he starts off, the first thing is we know is shlo le'echol chametz b'yom ha'abosim mechatzos hayom u'lemala. On Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisim, after chatzos, we're not allowed to eat chametz. Then ulahashpis asor b'yom ha'arbosa, that there's a mitzvah asay of to be mashpis to get rid of your chametz on Erev Pesach, and that will soon discuss how are we mekayim this mitzvah of tashbisu of destroying the chametz. Then shleilecho chametz kol shiva pshita, we're not allowed to eat chametz all 7 days of Pesach. Shleilecho tarubes chametz kol shiva, not even the tarubes, a mixture of chametz and other foods. Shelo yiroa chometz kol shiva, we're not allowed to see chometz in our rishus. And not only can't we eat it, but there's a law of lo yiroa, we can't see the chometz. Shelo yimotze chometz kol shiva, another law is we should not find chometz in our rishus. Then there's a mitzvah sesei lecho matzah b'leil ha-pesach, there's a mitzvah sesei tita matzah, and then there's a mitzvah sesei of lesape b'tzias mitzrayim b'yosei halayla. Now, the first Mishnah of Oral Ava also is going to go talk about this Indian that we said there's a lav not to have chometz in our Rishus throughout Pesach. There's a lav of lo yiroi and lo yimotze. You should not see and you should not find. And there is also a mitzvah saseh of la hashbis asar b'yom arbosa, that we are supposed to destroy the chometz on the 14th day Erev Pesach. And really the Rambam says, starts off in Perek Sheni, how do we know this? The Rambam says, "Mitzvah sase min haTorah lahashpis haChometz kodim zman isurei isurim." There's a mitzvah sase to get rid of our chometz before the zman when it's also tited. Shenema, the pasuk says, "B'yom harishon tashpisu somi b'teichim." And we learn out tashpisu here means to get rid of it, and b'yom harishon means erev Pesach. And then the Rambam explains, "Mahi hashpasa? How do we get rid of the chometz?" That the Torah says. That is, sheyevatlo b'liboy. There's an Indian of bittel. We're mevatlo the chometz b'liboy, and if we make a bittel, then we're not over the lav of b'yiroi b'yimotzei, and with this we are mekayim the mitzvah sesei of tashbisu. So the Rambam learns that midiraisa, with bittel, you are mekayim the mitzvah sesei of tashbisu. Then the Rambam says in Aloha Gimel, or midivrei soifrim, he's midirabonon, there's an Indian, lach poish acher ha-chometz b'machbuyes u'bachurim livdoik u'loitzi mikol gavulei. But the Rabbanan, there's an Indian, like our Mishnah says, there's an Indian to make a bdikas chometz before Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, to be boidik to check out all the places in your house to get rid of the chometz. Here's the way the Rambam learns, and really we'll soon see the first Tosfos also holds like that, that really that our Mishnah says, there's an Indian to be boidik to check out all the places where we have chometz, that's only mid the Rabbanan. And the reason Tosfos says is, why was Rabbanan Masakin that we have to be boidik, check out all the places to get rid of the chametz before Pesach? Because there's a gzera, maybe we'll come to eat it. In other words, even though midiraisa, it's enough just to be mevatol b'liboy. We'll make up in our mind that we do not want to own it anymore. Or Tosfos Shita, we'll see later, bitl is mitam hefker. We like make it hefker, make it free, it does not belong to us anymore. Therefore, we're not over the lava by yiro by yimotzei. So midiraisa with bittel alone is good. Why did the Rabbanan say we have to make a bedika? So Tosfos says it's only midirabbanan because we should not come to eat the chametz. We're afraid if we'll be in our house, we will come to eat it. Pashenken Rashi sheet is not that way. Like we'll soon see, Rashi says in the Mishnah the reason why bedikin. Why does the Mishnah say we have to check and look for the chametz the night of Erev Pesach? Rashi says shelo yaver olav b'yiroi b'yimotzei. Mashmetz midiraisa, that today we should not be over the lav of bayiro of seeing or finding chometz in your rishus throughout Pesach. That's why we have to make the bedika. Now, Tosfos' question is that the bedika is only midirabonim because midiraisa with bit alone it's enough. Now, the Ran is miyashiv Rashi shita by saying that the Ran says that Rashi holds that this inyan of making the bedika is midiraisa. There is an inyan from the Torah also on. Before Pesach, to be boidik, check out to take all the chometz out of your house. And it brings a raya from the Gemara and the Avzayim that says, "Bedika lor haner minolon, u'mochina lo mikro." How do we know that you're supposed to use a candle like to check the chometz? We dash in a posik. So you see it's from a pasuk, it's midiraita. So the Ran explains that the pasuk says tashpisu sormi b'teichem, that there's a mitzvah sasei to get rid of the chometz. He says yochol iskayim b'yechod mi beis devorim. We could be mekayim this mitzvah with one or two ways. Oy sheyavato b'liboy kol chometz sheyesh b'reshusoy v'yoytzienu b'machshavto m'reshusoy v'sagi b'hochim midiraita. That either you could be mevatlit b'liboy in your mind, you make up that you do not want to have it anymore. You are not machshav it at all. That's called bittul. So therefore, it's like out of your reshus, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Oy, then the Ran says, im loy bitlo b'liboy, if a person was not mevatl, did not take it out of his mind, klal, then tzorech min ha-terah sheyivdek achra b'chol mokim shu rogol imotzei shom, v'yivarenu min oylam, or v'bir zu hu shenechlo ko b'may yivarenu. And this is the machlekes, how do you make the beer? But midiraisa, if a person does not make bitl, midiraisa, you have to make a bedika to check out your house, to make sure you have no chomitz. And by checking out your house, this is also a way of being a kind of the mitzvah sasei of tashbisu. So therefore it's good Rashi, when Rashi says in the Mishnah, that why do we have to make a bedika, Rasha says, mashmitz midiraisa, that the Torah told us, go check out your house on Erev Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, to make sure there's no chometz, kidei, that when it comes Pesach, you will not have any chometz in your rishus, so that you will not be over the lava by your roi, by your motzei. Alright, Mitzvah Shem, all this we'll see more by Riches when we learn through the Gemaras. Alright, now we'll start the Mishnah. Here, the Mishnah starts off. Or larba also, voidikin es hachometz, lor haner. His or, we'll see in the Gemara, means really the night of Larbosa, the night coming into the 14th day, which is the night of Erev Pesach, is Boidikin Esachomis. There's a Chiev, we'll see if it's Midrash or Midrabonon, to make a Bedika, to check out your house, to find Esachomis, to look for all the Chomis in your house, and Lor Haner, you're supposed to use a candle, you're supposed to use by light. That's what you have to do, Bishas, you're checking out the Chomis, you're supposed to use Lor Haner. Now Rashi says, Or larba osa garsinim. Vagoris or larba osa, which means the night coming into the 14th day. And don't make a mistake that it should mean the night of the 14th day, which will be Pesach itself. But it means the night of Erev Pesach. Is lor haner, Rashi says, the Gemara Meforish Taima. The Gemara explains what the time is. Now, Meforish says, what does Rashi want here? Pshita, you have to use a candle. Like we're talking about at nighttime. How was thing to check for chometz? If you don't use a candle and have a light, and the Gemara's time, Mishnah's time, didn't have electricity. So the Mishnah can't say, put on the lights. The Mishnah has to say, use the candle, you have to have or. So what's Rashi's kasha, Gemara, Meforash Taimim? I will see in the Gemara. Could be it's a diyak that Rashi holds you, but Dafka is supposed to use a candle. That's usually the minig, even though today we have our electric lights, and we have flashlights, there's an Indian also to use a candle. And that the Gemara's explain why, how we know you're supposed to use a candle. Is Boidikin, Rashi said, to check for the chomitz, why, famous Rashi, Shlo Yavar Olav Abal Yiroi Abal Yimotzei. The reason why you're supposed to check for the chametz is kedei, that when it comes on Pesach, you should not be over the lav of Abal Yiroi Abal Yimotzei. Like by Pesach, achutz from the lav, you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, who then is a special lav of Abal Yiroi Abal Yimotzei, you're not allowed to see or not allowed to find chametz in your rishus on Pesach. So if you're not going to check your house out for all the Pesach, all the chametz, before Pesach, we're afraid when to come Pesach, you still have some chametz in your house. And you'll have chametz in your house, it'll be over this lava by your by your motzei. Therefore, the reason why you're supposed to check out your house to get all the chametz out of your house is kedei poshim midiraisam, not to be over by your by your motzei. Here's what Rashi says. Tosfos asks the kashan Rashi that the Gemara says later, whenever we make a bedika, it's sarach shiyavato, like we always do. Right after we make the bedika, we make a bittel. And l'chura by saying bittel, we mevatel the chometz, and the Gemara says midiraisa the bittel b'yal masagi. That we make up in our mind, we don't want to have the chometz in our rishus. With that alone, we're not over the lava by your own by your motzei. So really, all we have to do is before Pesach, be mevatel the chometz. Say I don't want to have any chometz in my rishus. Tosfos will see later learns bitlis mitam hefker. It's like you're taking it out of your rishus. You don't own it. That's why not over the lava. So therefore, if that's what helps you not to be over by your own by your motzei, Tosfos asks, why do you have to make a bedikah for? So Tosfos learns it's only a takonim with the rabbonin. That rabbonin were afraid, if you're only going to make a bittel, and your leiv say you don't want to have the chametz, we're afraid though, but you come tita though on Pesach. Since you're going to have chametz in your drawer, true, Ba'yiro ba'yimotzi, you're not going to be over. Why? Because you are mafkir it. It doesn't belong to you anymore. So there's no aver of holding that chametz. But the Rabbanim were afraid maybe you didn't come to eat it throughout Pesach. That's why mid Rabbanim you have a chiyuv to make a bedika. So that's the way Tosafot learns Pshat now. Mishnah, Boitikin is a gzeirah mid Rabbanim, kedai you should not come to eat the chametz. So Rabbanim don't want you to have the chametz in your rishus. We're afraid we'll come, you'll find it and eat it. Therefore you have to make a bedika. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi's mashma, boydikin Rashi's again, shloyav rolo bayiro bayimotzi. The reason why the Mishnah says to make a bedika is you should not be over the lav of bayiro bayimotzi. So the Ran really, if not, explains Rashi to say that really the pasuk says ach b'yam harishon tashbisu some b'teichem. The Torah says that on the erev Pesach we darshan, it means that the mitzvah tashbisu destroy the chametz from your rishus. So the Ran says there are two ways to mekayim this mitzvah. You can make the mitzvah true by being mevatlit. If you say bittul, you say, make up in your mind, you don't want this chametz in your rishus, that's the key of tashbisu. But there's another way midirais also. That's the Ran's mechadish. He says, that's Pshat Rashi, that's bedika. If you check out your house and look for all the chametz to take it out of your house, so that's the key of the mitzvah tashbisu. That's what the Torah meant also. The Torah meant tashbisu, destroy your chametz, means before Pesach, check your house, make sure you have no chametz. Now, even if you missed the chametz there, it was very hard to find it. You didn't find it. On chametz, on Pesach, you should know you won't be over by Rabbi Yimotzei. Because since you made the bedika, by making the bedika, you will make the mitzvah of tashbisu. If you did tashbisu, that's the key of you did something to try and destroy all the chametz in your house. So even if you missed something, you won't be over by Rabbi Yimotzei Midiraisa anymore. Therefore, by bedika is also a key of the mitzvah tashbisu. And what is the purpose of tashbisu, destroying the chametz? Kedei should not be over by your own, by your motzi. Therefore, the Ran wants to say Rashi learns Pshat now Mishnah Boidikin is like you mekayim the mitzvah midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're supposed to destroy your chametz before Pesach. There are two ways. If you want to, make bittul. But if you want to, you don't want to make bittul. You're afraid you won't do a good bittul belayv. Maybe you won't do it so well. You won't really mean the bittul. So midiraisa, if you want to, make a bedika. Go check out your house, and any chametz you find, take it out of your rishus. That's also a key of the mitzvah tashbisu, and that's why Rashi says here, boidikin means, shalayav rola bay rola bay motze. Like if somebody wants to do this way, of the mitzvah tashbisu, not to be over, bay rola bay motze, you have the right just to make the bedika. I, the Gemara says later, you have to make a bittul also. That's a takana. The Ram says that that's a takana Chachomim made later on. It could be Bizman HaMishnah that we didn't have that takana yet. Like Bizman Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, the din was only boidikin to make the bedikah. Make a bedikah, you makayim the mitzvah deraisam. What about making a bittul? You don't have to. I, the Gemara says later, you're supposed to make a bittul. It could be that the Chachomim later on in the next generation, they made a takana. That even after you make a bedikah, still they want you to make a bittul. Right, this we'll see later on in the Gemara. It's just a little akdama to it. We'll see all these Torahs in the Gemara itself. When the Gemara says why you have to have a bdika and a bittul. Now, call upon the Ran says in Rashi that bdika in the Mishnah is a mitzvah diraisa. You could be your makayim, your mitzvah tashbisu, by checking out your house looking for all the chametz. And doing that is for the purpose, like Rashi says, today that you should not be over the lava by your own, by your motzim, if you have chametz in your rishus. So the Mishnah says you have to check. Where do you have to check? So the Mishnah, kol makom lorhaner, yalorhaner. Now kol makom sheimach nisim by chametz ain't tzarich bedika. Any place that you know 100%, you never brought any chametz in there throughout the year, you do not have to check it. It's not a gzeiras hakasi. You have to check every room in your house. You only have to check rooms in your house that it's possible that chametz went in there. And if you have kids, come out to every single place in the house is shchiach that chametz went in there. But only if you know 100% you have a room locked up, you come out, never go there, only you go there at night time, you don't have chametz, you don't have to check it. It's kol makom she'ein machnisim by chametz, ein tzarich bedika. Avazayfrek the Mishnah v'ameh omru, they shuras b'matif, sakakasha. If that's the case, so why is there a din later that if you have a matif, that means a wine still, that you pack up the barrels of wine. We say there is a chiyah bedika. You have to go in between your barrels and check out the first two rows. But v'ameh omru bei shuras, two rows of the barrels of wine b'matif, you do have to check out. As l'chura takasha, why do you have to check for chametz there? L'chura, nobody brings chametz in between his wine, by his wine barrels. Like Rashi says, shtei shuras shel chavyas, two rows of barrels, hasduras b'matif, that are packed up in the cell, shel yayin, sarach livdoik b'neim. So achrei shomar no kol makim shei machnisim b'chametz, sarach livdoik, since the Mishnah says in a place where you never bring in chametz, you don't have to check. It's a kasha. Why do you have to check out the barrels of wine in your wine cell? Lukuri never bring chametz in there. And that the Mishnah answers, no, you should know by your wine cell, when you take out the wine, sometimes in the middle of the meal, you realize you're short on wine, there's no more wine at the table. So you tell the shamash, go down to the wine cell and bring me some wine. Now the shamash is in the middle of eating his pizza. So he's taking with his piece of bread there, he's going to the wine cell to get the chametz, to get the wine. So it's shchiyat that there could be sometimes chametz went into the wine cell. That's why you have to check it out. The Terence of the Mishnah says, "V'almokim shemachlisa bechametz." It is the case that you bring in chametz there, like Rashi says. On the forish, lo yomru, that din over there is only said ela b'mativ shemachlisa bechametz. Enechnami. It's only talking about a wine cell that sometimes chametz is brought there. Kegoin mativ shemistavkim imenu yain l'shachonim. That's the wine cell that you bring out the wine there to your table. Upamim shashamish oimed limzog yain opita biyodim. Sometimes the shamash in the middle of the meal has to go to fetch the wine, and he has bread in his hand. When there's no more wine on the table, he goes to get more wine. So he's holding chametz in his hand, and he's walking to the wine cell to get the yayin. So it's shayach that some of the crumbs or piece of bread went on the floor there. That's why you have to check it. Now, what part of the wine cell do you have to check? That it's machlokes. You have to check like the two rows of our Pnei Kol Hamativ. That's over the whole face of the wine cell. So Rashi says, the Gemara explained what it means. Some of us learn, let's say like you have 10 rows, high 10 barrels. You have 100 barrels. So our Pnei Kulu would mean the first whole row and then the whole top row. That's like our Pnei Kulu. Everything you could see, like an L shape, all the top outer barrels you have to check. All the barrels going straight up. Like if there's the rows of 10 by 10, 1,000 barrels there, so you have to check the first 100 going straight up and the top 100 going straight across. That's what Beis Shammai holds. They sure us are Pnei Kol Hamativ, the two outer rows that at the face of the whole cell. Oh, they still learn him, though? Shtei sure us hachitzonius, just the two outermost rows. Shein hel yonis, just the top two outer rows. Like I'm saying, the first row going straight up, just those top two rows. You have 10 barrels going across. And underneath that 10 barrels are going across and straight down, just the top 20 barrels you have to check. There are the first two rows. When you first come into the cell, you have a whole pile of barrels. The top row straight across and the row right underneath it. Those are the only two rows you have to check. Like that's the only place that it's possible chametz got there. But more than that, you don't have to check. Right. And Rashi says, "Shtei shuros hachitzonis." The first big Gemara. The Gemara will explain what the machlokes is and exactly what it means. This we'll see more in the Gemara. Zoti Gemara may or. What does the word or mean? And the Kuruvat Shvea usually or means light, usually means day. And we know that the locher is or here means laila, means nighttime. So what does the word or mean? May or. Rafu nevoa menagi. Rafu nataka enachnami. Or taka means daytime. It means light. Rav Yehuda nevoa malaili. Rav Yehuda also know the taich of or means night. Has whatever else the word, what is the noun? If or is a noun, like the word or, what does the word or mean? Forget about our Mishnah. Just what's the noun of or? Rav Huna holds the noun of or is a nagi. It means daytime. Rav Yehuda Rama not leili. The word or means nighttime. So the Gemara Kasalka died. The Havimina is the man the yama nagi, the one that says it means daytime. Nagi mamish. And mamish means daytime. The word or means daytime. O man the yama leili, the one that says no, the taich of the word or means night, leili mamish. Mamish means night. Like Rashi says, Hochi Gassinim. Kosalka died the man the yama nagi mamish, kishiyor ha shacha shach rishol yidalit. So then the pshat now Mishnah would be, or larbo, so it means mamish in the morning. As soon as the sun rises in the morning, that's when you start making the bedika. That's the habimina. And man the yom aleli is leili mamish. Loi gasin loz krashi dovadi leilu mamish. That's pshit that means nighttime. He says nighttime, it means nighttime. So only question what the word or means. If it means daytime. So the habimina is the one that says nagi means light, it means mamish is the beginning of the daytime. So that's the machlekes, what does the word or mean? So the Mara Meisva, you have a kasha now. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Haboika Or, it's in the morning, it was Or, for Yohanoshim Shulchu. And the Anoshim, the Acha Yosef, that's when they left, they went to go back home. It's Zechura Alma Or Yamamhu. Of course, the Klor Raya, that Or here is like Boiker, which means in the morning. So you see, Klor, the word Or, as the noun of Or, means Boiker, means in the morning. Drashi ha boiker or kasak dat tochi kommer. Ula boiker the hainu or is la boiker, which means or kleimer. Sheshmoy or the shame of or is boiker is hanoshim shulchu. That's when the brothers Achi Yosef left. So you see, or means boiker. So here it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda that says or means laila. And for the Gemara, no. Miksiv ha'or boiker. Does the pasuk says ha'or boiker means that or is boiker, or is day? Ha boiker or ksiv. It just says that the morning was light. Command the yom at safra nor. As if to say, it's a bright day outside. Safra in the morning, nor it's light outside. Doesn't mean to say like the noun of or means boiker. It's hefakeh, it's not a Russian of a noun here. Just means the boiker in the morning was light. Rashi. Mik siv ha'or boiker. To lishtama u l'or, the hainu boiker, the tim tzolayma, to or shame dovahu. To say that the noun of or, the korel ha'boiker or. To say that boiker means or, is that pshan the posik? No. Ha'boiker or ksiv. Hai or, lab shame dovahu. The word or in this posik doesn't mean a noun of or. Ella means to describe the boiker. Ella ha'boiker heyer. It just means the morning, in the morning it became light already. V'anoshim shulchu. And that's when the brothers left. And command yom, like a person says, safanor, it's in the morning, it's light outside. No, so what is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is teaching us, derech eretz, good manners. That they did not start the traveling until it became light outside. The chiddush is k'rav Rabbi Yehuda, like we'll soon see. Like Rabbi Yehuda's din. Avol or, shu shem dover, einu el alayla. But it could be, if you want to know what does the word or mean, as a noun of or, maybe you talk it means alayla. But here the pasuk is just saying, in the morning it was light. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk then to say in the morning it was light? So the Gemara Ukaz Rav Yehuda is telling us the chiddush like Rav Yehuda. That Omer Rav, the Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, li'olam yikones adam b'chitoy. If a person is traveling, he should always come in when it's b'chitoy, when it's still light outside. The yotze b'chitoy, when he leaves in the morning back on his journey, he should also leave in the morning when it's light. In other words, at nighttime he should not be traveling. So Drashi, b'chitoy, if somebody's traveling, yikones arvis lebeis malon. At night time, it starts to get dark, really, you should come into the base malon, into this hotel. B'yoid ha'chamas rachas, when the sun is still shining. Or the morcha, the next morning, yamtem ad ha'neitzachamam. Wait until the sun rises. V'yotza. V'yoz toivloi, then it'll be good. Sh'or toivloi, because the light is good. Sh'nyam ha'b'yor ki toiv, the pasuk says, v'yor ki toiv is good. O'mahi tovosai, what's good about the light? V'nei ha'chayis, v'nei ha'listim. It protects you from wild animals and from listim. That's what the or does. So Tosfos has a shaila exactly what does or mean. Is it a shaila if it's only in you, if it's only if you're traveling in a different city, or even in your own city also? The Nafkum Minim is l'chulag Rashi's time to be afraid of listim or chayis. That's only if you don't know your city. But they say in your own city that you know the ways there, so you know what's a safe way, what's not a safe way, so then there wouldn't be any issa traveling at night time. There'd only be an issa traveling at night time in a different place, a different city. So you don't know where the chayis are there, you don't know where the listim are there, you don't know where to watch. Hey, today even our own city we don't know where to watch, okay. Today even in the own neighborhood there's too many listim around. But they learned that in the Gemara's times, at least in your city you knew where to go. So Rashi's time, the Miri also says, would only apply in another city. But in your city, it won't apply. Tosfos says not like that, that even in your city, it also applies for a different reason. But third ones, we're afraid Mishum Azikim. I tell you, says, Yikonis Bechitoib, Omri the Perak Akrainis Mashmin, the time having Mishum Azikim. The Mafik Lehosim, the Leteitsa Yishna Pesra Beisoin. That we're afraid at night time, there are Mazikim there. But Tosfos says, Lefizeh, Afilu Meiroi, Odom Sarof Lizosh, Yetze Bechitoib. If that's the pshat, you're afraid of mazikim, you can't watch out for them. So even in your own city also, you should not travel at night time, because you have to be afraid of the mazikim. But if the time is not mishum mazikim, just you don't know the derech, you're afraid of the mazikim, and that will be only a svar in somebody else's city, but not in your city. Now, Zayis Mashmir, because here by the Acha Yosef, they were traveling someplace else. They were coming out of Mitzrayim. It's not where they were living. All right, so that's the pshat this posuk, that you should leave when it's daytime. Right, the mates, we have another kasha. Pasuk in Shmuel says, Ukor boiker yizrach shamish. Ukor boiker, like the light of the daytime, that's the way the shamish will shine. Is alma or yamamhu. It's klor mashm or here means boiker, it means daytime. So klor lachurat akasha on Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara again, miksiv or boiker, because the pasuk says that or is boiker, the taich of or is day. Ukor boiker ksiv. Like the light of the day, it says. This is what the pasuk means to say. Uchara boike v'olam hazeh, like the light in the morning of v'olam hazeh, kein zricha shemesh letzadikim v'olam habo. That's the way the shemesh, when it will come out for tchias ha'meisim, or v'olam habo, well, for the tzaddikim, it's going to be such a strong sun, that the sun is going to be so strong, that at that time, the way the sun comes out by Netzach Chama, it's going to be so light then, like it's mamish light now, in the middle of the daytime. By us right now, by Zricha Tachamas, it's not dark, just a little bit light. By Yemais, by Loilam Abo, for the Shemesh, by the Tzadikim, it's going to be so strong, that even in the early morning, it's going to be so light, like we have our light now. So Pshita, the longer the day gets, the longer it'll be. Like Tosfos says here, Ochor Boike Bolam Azeh, Pirush HaBein HaTam, Dainu Ad Chatzi Ayoyim, Kizuch HaPeratom Nishka, Yeh Boike, Kein Zeh, Yiyu Tchila Zricha Sashemesh, Dainu Anetzach Hama, Letzadikim Lossad Lovoy. His Lossad Lovoy for the Tzadikim, the light will be, when the sun comes out in the morning, but Anetzach Hama, it's going to be so light, because the sun is going to be so strong, like we have the light right now, in the middle of the day. That's how strong the sun will be then. That's all the Pasuk is saying. That the light will be so strong. But not to say like or means boiker. Next, we have another kasha. The Pasuk says, Vayikra Elokim Laor Yoin. Kodesh Baruch Hu called or Yoin. Is the Hura Alma or Yamamhu. So you see, Kodesh Baruch Hu called to the word or. What does or mean? It means daytime. So you see, or means Yoin. So now Mishnah also, or should mean Yoin. So the Mar Hochikomer, no, that's not Pshan the Pasuk. Hochikomer, Lemeyeru Bo Kori Yoin. As soon as it starts to get light on this world, that's called yoim. Not that the word of or as a noun means yoim, just again, the adjective of or, when it will start to become light, that's going to be yoim. But not that the word or itself means yoim. Trashing lumeir ubo kara yoim. Mishosha mascha lahoyer. When it starts to get light on this world, vai or again lav shem dovrhu. The word or in the pasuk doesn't mean a noun; it just means to describe that when it will become light, that's called yom. For the Gemara Elam Yatev, that's true. The pasuk says tonight to darkness it's called laila. Is you want to tell me lamachshech ubo kori laila? That according to this pshat, not that choshech is a noun, but just means to say when it starts to get dark. In other words, when the sun goes down, when it starts to get dark, that's called Laila. Fred Gemara, that's not true. That's like after Shkia. After Shkia is not Laila. V'akaimelon, we hold, Ti'at Seisek Echovim, Yomamahu. Up until Seisek Echovim, it's called daytime. It's not called night. So how could you say La'choshech Kora Laila means that as soon as it starts to get dark, when the sun starts to go down, it's called Laila? We know not like that. We know that At Seisek Echovim, it's called daytime. So Taisus explains, Obizoi, we know there's a cloud of Bein Hashmoshes. Like we know after Shkia, until Seisek Echovim, there's a Bein Hashmoshes, that's a Sofik, maybe it's Laila. So here the Gemara says clearly, not like that. Here the Gemara says clearly, that up until Seisek Echovim, it's called daytime. So how do we ever have a Sofik of Bein Hashmoshes? So Taisus says, the pshat for now is Sofik is, we do not know exactly when the Echovim come out. Like some Echovim come out early. So after the Shkia Bein HaShemoshes, the Pshat is a Sofik to us, maybe that is already considered Seisek Echovim. That's a Sofik, maybe it's Laila. Whereas the Sofik of Bein HaShemoshes is, we don't know when Seisek Echovim starts. But Ein Hachanami, as soon as Seisek Echovim comes out, that's when it's called Laila. But a minute before that, it's still called Yoim. Even though it starts to get dark, the sun starts to go down before that. So you can't say L'Choshech Kora Laila means that when it starts to get a little bit dark, that's called Laila. It's not true. It's called Yoim up until Seisek Echovim. So the Mori Elohochi Komer. This is what the Pasuk means to say. Kaya Rachman L'Nehura. The Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the light. His or here doesn't mean like stam, or the noun of or. It means to the light. Upokteya Mitzvah Sud Yimamam. That Kadosh Baruch Hu told the light, your mitzvah, your tzivah, where are you going to go? Where's your commandment? Is to be in daytime. That's where the light, that's where the shemesh is going to be. The Kaya Rachman L'Chashucham. The Kadosh Baruch Hu called to the darkness. He was speaking to the darkness, and he put him in his place, that his mitzvah, his manner to work, will be by nighttime. That's what the Pasuk means. But again, it's not talking about the noun of or, it just means the description of the or, light. When it gets light on the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when are you going to be? You're going to be by daytime. The darkness, when are you going to be? You're going to be by nighttime. But not to say that or is a shame of yon. Rashi says, Kaya Rachman L'Nehura. Hai vayikra lav kriya shemu. It's not to call the name of or day. The tamer shakara shem or yoin. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the noun of Or. Or means Yoin. Elakarya lebriya meira shevara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to his Briya, to the Shemesh that he created. Mehoid ma'atelavusha. So told the sun, you work by daytime. The same thing, nighttime, you work at Laila. For the more Meisvah, another kasha. The pasuk says, Haluya kol koich ve'or. Is kol koich ve'or. Yezachur means the or is going on the kechovim, the sun that comes out of the stars. And the stars is by night. Yezachur alma or urtahu. You see, or goes on the nighttime. And the Gemara name, Hochi Kormen, this is what the pasuk means. Haluluhu kol koich ve'hameirim. It means that all the stars that shine, that give off light, they should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shred Gemara, Elo Meyatev, that's Pshat. Koychovim Amirim, who de boy shvuchay? Avishen Amirim, le boy shvuchay. Only the stars that give off light, they have to praise Hashem. But the stars that don't give off light, don't have to praise Hashem. How could that be? Well, see, the next pasuk says, Haluku kol tzvav. That all the tzvav, anything Hashem created, has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashma, all the stars have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only the ones that give off light. Ella, Hokam Ashman, this is what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk says, Alu, Kol Choich Ve'or, what does Choich Ve'or mean? Hokam Ashman, the Or de Kechovim Nami Orhu. Is it just telling us that the light that comes off from the stars is also considered Or. That's also considered light. L'may Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina here? L'naydim in Or. Nafkamina Tehukos Nedorim. If somebody makes a neder, I'm not going to have Hanor from light. Is he also from having Hanor from the light that comes out of the stars? Yes, he's also. That's the Chishon Pasuk. Halu kol koich ve'or, that you should know the light that comes out of the stars is also considered light. And if somebody makes a neder, we say he means to say or includes the shine of the stars. The Tanan, like we learned, Hanoidim in or. Somebody makes a stam neder, I'm not going to have Hanor from or. Is also bo'oirin shokachovin. The Loch is he's also to have Hanor from the sign of the stars. So that's all the Pasuk means. Kokorch Bayah just means the shining that comes out of the stars is also considered Or. But not that the Taish of Or means Laila. Next, we have another Kashm, the Pasuk in Yiv. L'or Yokum Retzeach. At nighttime, Retzeach gets up and Yiktol Oni Vevyun. He'll kill the Nepuket L'or. For the light, he gets up, Retzeach, or somebody wants to kill him, and Yikdalon of Yevin, he'll kill poor people. Ovalaila, but at nighttime, Yikaganim. At nighttime, he doesn't have to kill, then he could steal. But in the daytime, though, he can't rob because you catch him. So in the daytime, he has to come with his gun and kill you. That's what the Yiv says.